This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make you miss me, there's Sam Hunt. 6:06, the time, the temperature's 33, rain and 45 later today. Rain tomorrow, too. A little warmer tomorrow, 50. The top holiday toys are out. eBay has the list, and some of these things are going to go fast.
Is it anything Paw Patrol? I feel like Paw Patrol is still big with kids.
Gotta imagine, yeah.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's start with...
And Avengers.
Let's start with little kids. The biggest toys for little kids. Here at the top, the Chow Crown Game, what? The Fisher-Price Think and Learn Teaching Tag.
Yeah, that's pretty
the
fun.
Ride on Four-Wheel Drive, Promises, and Monopoly Cheaters. There you go.
That's regular Monopoly, isn't it?
Yeah.
You just see what you can do, get away with.
Also on that list, Lego Fantastic Beast. Clark Griswold's Escape Playset Toy.
Really?
I just said that to aggravate you. What's it, Grindelwald? Is that how you say that?
The Crimes of Grindelwald.
Oh, God. Stupid.
Stop.
Your
face.
Little Bits Avengers Hero Inventor Kit.
See, knew Avengers was going to be on there.
Here's some of the top toys for big kids. Cabbage Packs Kids and Barnyard Kids. Bop It. Bop It still a thing?
Bop It is so much fun. If you have Bop It, it's a really good game.
It's already been around a while. Yeah. Barbie Dream House, as usual. The original Tamagotchi. What Tamagotchi? What is that?
Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchi. And what is that?
It's a keychain thing you got to keep alive. It's making a comeback. It was big when I was like in seventh grade.
All right, and then Polly Pocket and Super NES Classic is the number one toy for big kids.
What was the toy you wanted as a kid? Like when you were, I was super into, I loved Barbies when I was a little girl.
You still have some of them?
No.
Don't have any of them? Does your mom still have some of them?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
And keep everything? My mom kept everything. It's all stored in some storage thing somewhere. You, Jay?
It was when I was really little. I always liked the Thomas the Tank Engine, like the little wooden, you know, thing, tracks you'd put together and set. Man.
My youngest son loved Thomas the Tank Engine, loved trains. And then, but he outgrew it. He's not at all interested or fascinated by trains now, period.
Boo!
It's all about video games now.
You can balance that. Trust me. I found a way to balance trains and video games.
For me, I can remember the Christmas gift, the one that I wanted. You know, sometimes you just something just sticks out that you remember you got. Oh, gosh, I got it.
Was it a wheel?
The invention of that product. Life changing.
It's amazing. I just rolled it around everywhere.
Baby, what's on your mind when you see me pull? Tell me, do I make you wanna?
Billy Currington, wake up with the Wolf Show at 6:12. Rain in 45 today. It's 35 degrees right now. Five things you need to know at about 6:25.
What?
You better have them ready.
Oh, I will. All four and a half.
We have to know. Inquiring minds have to know.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie Underwood tickets. Yes. Everybody very excited. Carrie Underwood opening her tour in the spring here at the Greensboro Coliseum. All the info on how to win now at 931wolfcountry.com. I will tell you there may be an opportunity to win some tickets later today on the air on the way home.
Mm.
That's all I'll say right now. My favorite toy was not a wheel.
Surprise.
Although I did have a big wheel.
Was it the fire?
Fire.
Took the words
how
right out of my mouth.
Guess? How did you guess? No, the toy, I don't know. I can't know if it's my favorite, but it's the most memorable toy. I was a little kid, little tiny kid. I wanted walkie-talkies so bad.
Oh, nice.
So much fun. Those things. I wanted them so bad. And I can remember, I could tell you exactly where they were sitting under the Christmas tree. I could tell you exactly the kind of packaging they were in. I could tell you what color they were. That was
what color were they?
They had the black microphone screen was black, and the rest of the walkie-talkie was blue, and the talk button was orange.
Yeah.
See, they were legit.
They were. They were legit. It was awesome. That was my awesome gift from Santa when I was a kid.
Don't you remember how excited you would be? Like, the outline of the packages, you'd be like, oh, what is that? Yeah, please let it be.
Shake on you know, and stuff. See, now, I don't know how you did it at your house, but what we did was we got the Santa toys and everything Christmas morning, and most of them were unwrapped. They were sitting there, so you could come in and see, oh, look at all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, even though there really wasn't much. It looked like a lot of stuff. Yeah. And then on Christmas Eve, we opened the other presents, where like you get from your mom and dad and stuff. That's how we did it.
Okay, fancy.
Yeah, that's how we did it. Yeah, had the big dinner on Christmas Eve. Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, but if you want to get these toys, you got to get going early here, because all this stuff goes pretty quick.
And do you remember, it doesn't seem so bad now, but this was years ago at this point, when it used to be really hard to get that must-have item. It would tickle me Elmo, and like grandmothers were punching each other in the face for it, and you're like, what is the chaos with Tickle Me Elmo?
Oh yeah, we did, at another radio station I was at, we did these gift finder things where people would call in, they would know where they are, you know, they would call, I saw three of them at Walmart on blah, 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 you know. I remember one year, it was, for whatever reason, the Black & Decker snake light. Do you remember this thing?
Oh! Gosh, love those.
You couldn't get one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.